T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Happy Tuesday as we all brace for the next round of snow to get here. You just heard the winter weather advisory will happen right as you get on the road to go home from work today. Right around 4 o'clock, we'll have plenty of updates for you during Dana and Parks.
So we're going to get right into the first story of the day, and it's about what is going on at the Jackson County Jail. Mike Hendricks for the Kansas City Star wrote a story that was posted early this morning about some concerns about the guy that was hired to fix things at the Jackson County Jail. And if you're not aware, we'll go into in a couple of minutes here some of the details about the things that we know of that need to be fixed there. But there have been a lot of concerns. It's definitely a big priority when it comes to some of the infrastructural things that need to be fixed in Jackson County. There are a lot of problems at the jail. There are a lot of problems with conditions for inmates at the jail. And Daryl Forte was brought in not that long ago as sheriff. If you recall, he stepped down in 2017 as the mayor of the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department, had retired in 2017. And that was when we needed a new sheriff. And so he was brought in as the guy. And Daryl Forte, as we know, had a pretty good reputation as the Kansas City, Missouri police chief, although now we're finding out some things. We did the story for you a few weeks ago about the report that was done with troubles with the handling of child sexual abuse cases from when he was in charge. So now we're finding out about some things that were happening while he was the chief. But I want to read you some of the story out of the Kansas City Star, and it raises a couple of questions for us. First of all, what are your initial impressions? And what obligation does the sheriff have to provide information to the Jackson County legislature about his plans to fix it? Because so far, the point of the story is that the legislature seems to be getting a little bit frustrated that he's not giving information. And maybe he has it, but either he hasn't had enough time to come up with the ways to fix it, but they're not getting enough from him about what he's going to do about it. So the story begins. There is more trouble at the Jackson County Jail, only this time it's political. Not the staffing shortages, violent attacks, and broken plumbing that have created a mountain of headlines over recent years. At the center of the turmoil is the man who is being asked to fix all of that, the sheriff, Daryl Forte. Barely 6 weeks into his reign as the jail's chief caretaker, he has irked some Jackson County legislators, Democrats and Republicans alike, with his refusal to share thoughts on fixing the jail. Not in public, not in private either. While still hopeful that they can build a lasting relationship with the sheriff as the county looks toward replacing the decrepit Jackson County Detention Center, several legislators who spoke to the Star say it's not looking good so far. So I'm going to run through the Star details a couple of situations that happened last week and in recent days. So the legislature's chairwoman is Teresa Galvin from the 6th District. She remarked at a committee meeting, apparently he forgot my number, which was fine. Star says by her tone, it was clear that the sheriff's failure to return phone calls was not fine with her, as she went on to cite two specific days when she left messages and heard nothing back. She brought it up during a one-hour public session planned for weeks that was supposed to focus on the jail and included Forte. But shortly after 5 p.m. on the Friday before the Monday morning meeting, Forte wrote Justice and Law Enforcement Committee Chairwoman Jeannie Lauer to confirm that he and the Corrections Department Director Diana Turner would not be appearing. In the email, he further stressed that no one on his staff would provide information about the jail except him from now on, and then only after he had a better handle on the Corrections Department, which he took charge of January 1st. So one question is, you know, we're 6 weeks into his leadership of the jail. Is that enough time for him to have a good handle on what's going on there and to start giving some information to Jackson County leaders? He wrote to Lauer, quote, "We are still assessing needs. It is imperative that we have firsthand factual information before we begin sharing any details about issues or sharing any detailed intended courses of action." Still, legislators said they would have liked to have heard something from him in person, as the jail's future is one of the biggest issues facing the county. Legislator Ron Finley said at the meeting, "I was a little disturbed about neither the sheriff or the corrections director appearing, but I'm going to encourage positive communications going forward." Here was another instance. Okay, so the full legislature met later the same Monday, the full legislature, not the committee, after the jail meeting. Forte was not on the agenda, but he arrived expecting to speak. When he wasn't called on, he complained to a TV crew. During that same interview, he chastised legislators who he didn't name for talking to inmates during a tour of the jail on February 1st. It appears that the sheriff did not want legislators. And again, the Jackson County Jail gets their funding from the Jackson County Legislature. They control the money. The corrections department that Forte oversees arranged and chaperoned the tour. Jalen Anderson, who is a legislator, told the Star that he had asked for the tour, during which he asked an inmate about the food inadequacy of the jail's plumbing. An aide to Anderson said, "I'm personally shocked at the way the sheriff is behaving. The tour went 3 hours and 45 minutes, and the sheriff criticized it as being too long." We'll go through some more of this. The story is quite lengthy, and the next part of this gets into a series of 9 text messages that the sheriff sent to a Kansas City Star reporter a couple of days after that. And you've heard some of this so far. You're going to be stunned at some of the text messages that were exchanged with the Kansas City Star reporter. How do you feel about how it's going so far? Particularly some of those of you that have been in the city for a little while and are aware of how Daryl Forte was as the Kansas City, Missouri police chief. This was the guy that was going to fix it. Maybe he's still going to fix it. Maybe 6 weeks isn't long enough for him to be giving, for him to have answers. But if I'm in the Jackson County Legislature, and I'm not speaking for anybody in particular, he works for me, and I want answers.
What questions, if any, should Jackson County Sheriff Daryl Forte have to answer? 576-7798. Text in 22980. I mean, I don't think you look at some of this stuff and say, just blame Forte. I think some people, that's kind of where some will go. I don't think you can do that.
The problems are not his fault.
No.
Whatever, I mean, he's the new guy. But it is his responsibility now to come in and fix it.
Yeah.
And it's, to me, it's okay if he doesn't have the answers yet. To me, it's okay if we're 6 weeks in and he doesn't have the answers yet.
So he just took over
January
1st of this year.
However,
he was interim for a good chunk of time.
That's true. And he's been around for a while.
Sure.
To me, you show, you still, and there's a difference between what you feel like he should be saying in a public meeting versus what he should be at least telling lawmakers, legislators privately. You can have a difference of opinion on what should be said publicly versus privately. But he's not saying anything. I mean, and
should he have to?
Let me keep going. Legislators, I assume, would like those answers to be public because the public wants answers. And voters elect those members of the Jackson County Legislature. And their voters want answers. Their constituents want to know. So to me, I don't like that he's not answering any questions. Now, maybe he's having private conversations, but that's not, nobody's saying that he is. So, you know, they asked that he be at this meeting and he, you know, didn't show up and is not answering questions. I'll read to you really fast and then we'll take some of your calls here on what you think. So there was an exchange with a Kansas City Star reporter that the reporter initiated. Again, this is in the Star story this morning. Forte cited the perceived snub and insinuated that some members of the legislature were against him. "It doesn't make sense to me that some want information, I'm present to provide information, and for some odd reason, I wasn't recognized." Again, that's when he just showed up at the meeting expecting to speak. In another text, he raised the specter of criminality at the courthouse without providing any evidence to substantiate it. "Corruption is an understatement," he wrote. He also took issue with the reporter's work, specifically an article last week on County Executive Frank White's use of campaign funds to pay legal fees he's incurred during state and federal investigations of possible criminality on White's part. He said, and again, this is according to the Star in the text message that was sent to a reporter, "By the way, your story on County Executive Frank White Jr. was trash. Remember, what goes around comes around. What skeletons might you have in your closet?" He says to the reporter, "Stay tuned, stay safe, and enjoy the evening." When informed that the Star would be publishing that remark, he responded, "Great. I give you permission as well as encourage you to quote what you perceive to be a threat. My intent is not to threaten. My intent is to educate. I'll continue to educate you at every opportunity." Then he suggested that the reporter be fired for biased reporting.
576-7798. Should Daryl Forte have answers for these questions? Should he give answers to these questions? Has enough time passed for Sheriff Forte to have answers for these questions? 576-7798.
And what do you think of his behavior? Just what do you think about what you're hearing about the behavior? And again, this is Mike Hendricks out of the Kansas City Star detailing what has happened. You know, his appearance at meetings and not showing up at meetings, and what a couple of legislators have said in terms of him not returning voice messages and that kind of thing. What do you think of how he's acting?
We'll tell you some of the things that came out in that report last spring about Jackson County's jail. It was 71 pages long. So there's obvious reason for concern, as you probably know by now. If you're on hold, you're up next. Steven, Aaron, Robin, we'll get to you coming up next. You're on Midday. Midday with Jamie and Wicket. Some Jackson County legislators are bothered by County Sheriff Daryl Forte with his refusal to share his thoughts on fixing the jail in Jackson County, publicly or privately. He has decided, I'm just not going to tell you anything right now. He's been on the gig full-time for about 6 weeks now.
So we'll get to your calls here in a sec, but for those who missed the lengthy story that's in the Kansas City Star today, I'd encourage you to read it.
It's over on our Facebook page.
It gets into quite a few details, but the basics and the bottom line and the important part of the story so far, and for those that don't remember how we got here, Daryl Forte, who retired as Kansas City, Missouri Police Chief in 2017, won an election. Initially was appointed as interim, and then won an election in November to be in charge of the Jackson County Jail. The legislature, the Jackson County Legislature, which is of elected members, controls his funding. So it's an interesting situation when he's not doing and not providing information to those legislators who can't fire him. And no one's saying that, but they don't have a lot of control over him.
Because you voted to give him power of the jail.
Right, he was elected. And so he can do things how he wants. And he's only been on the job since January 1st officially, although he had been in an interim position before that. So the complaints are that he is not returning messages to legislators, that they are calling him, and he is not returning those calls. There was a one-hour public session that was recently scheduled to focus on the jail. And the Friday before that Monday session, he cancels and says he's not going, and neither is his jail superintendent. Then he shows up at the full legislative meeting. There's a committee of some members and then a full legislative meeting of everybody that evening expecting to speak. So he cancels at the committee, then shows up just expecting to speak when he's not called on. And I don't know what the reason was. The Star says that the chairwoman of the committee was kind of going back and forth. He was in and out of the meeting quite a bit, talking to a TV crew and complaining that he wasn't being allowed to speak. Then he was upset that some legislators did a tour of the jail and didn't like that they were talking to inmates asking about the conditions there. And then there's a series of text messages with a Kansas City Star reporter that you can read further if you'd like.
576-7798. What questions, if any, should Jackson County Sheriff Daryl Forte answer about the jail? A lot of people are upset. What about you? 576-7798. Aaron, you're first up on KMBZ.
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
I used to live in Kansas City, and I always thought Daryl Forte was pretty classy. You know, he always showed up to the murder scenes, through his tenure as chief, and he always seemed to handle news conferences with class. Now, I don't know if there's a problem between him and this news reporter. You know, something happened in the past or currently, but it seems like everybody's being pretty childish, and even the legislatures, you know, they all need to grow up and do their jobs.
Well, but do you think he should be returning messages?
Yes, and that's where I was going. He should be a professional, and he should return phone calls. If you don't have the answers, that's fine. Just give him the answer you have. I'm working on it. You know, 6 weeks, how long does it take to get a feasibility study or, you know, plans back from a company? If I wanted to order new cabinets for my house, I guarantee it's 2-3 weeks before somebody gets back to me with what, you know, kitchen cabinets, you know, they've got available in stock, out of stock, whatever. But, you know, he's wanting to build a jail. Now, why isn't the legislature putting in, you know, hiring their own developers or, you know, consultants, excuse me, to give, you know, their, you know, version of what they want. Is that not in their power to do?
They don't look in question. When we voted, those that live in Jackson County, you voted in question three to transfer the power from the executive to the sheriff. So really, they can submit all they want.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to read it. He doesn't even have to open the envelope.
But the first thing is for him to come up with some answers about what needs to be fixed. I mean, he's the sheriff. So the first thing is the legislature wants answers about what to do differently, which they're not getting from him yet.
Aaron, thanks, man. Appreciate it as always. Let's go to Robin in Lee's Summit. Hi, Robin. Thanks for calling.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. Does Sheriff Forte have enough time here?
No, he doesn't have enough time here. Even though he's been interim, if you know, and I call speaking from a position in management and running, having to be responsible for tons and tons of people. But with that being said, interim, you're just facilitating. You're making sure the facility runs and all of that. Now that he has the job, you have to be kidding me. You have a 71-page report of problems. It is 6 weeks. No. He does not have enough time. He's still assessing certain problems. There were corruption on many levels, not just deplorable conditions, but rape, people bringing in contraband.
Oh, sure.
It's bad.
Yeah. I mean, that report is mind-bogglingly bad. Like, it's real nasty stuff.
And I don't disagree with you that 6 weeks is not enough time to get a handle on it. The part that I disagree with, and I say this as a member of the media, running to the media when you don't like what's happening with the legislature, which is what he did. Mm. You know, he didn't like that he canceled on a meeting and then he showed up just expecting to speak. And when they didn't let him speak, he went and cried to the media. I think that's unprofessional.
I will say this, though, to the idea that 6 weeks isn't enough. It wasn't like he was named interim on Thanksgiving.
Right.
He was named interim in spring of 2018.
Yeah.
Now, it hasn't even been a full year, and he wasn't given the full keys to everything until January 1.
But he was collecting information.
Right.
He talked about it.
And it's not like Daryl Forte came in from Seattle and came to Jackson County. The guy worked in Jackson County as police chief in Kansas City. I can't imagine fixing a 71-page report is an easy task and one that is done in 6 weeks or even a year. But an update, maybe?
You at least return phone calls,
though. I agree with that.
At least, you know, like the previous caller said, you return the phone call and say, here's where I am in my information gathering.
Right. I don't expect this to be done.
Yeah.
This is a 5 to 10 year plan of fixing 71 pages worth of crap. And I mean crap. literally and figuratively. Robin, thank you. Steven, you're on KMBZ.
Hey, yeah, you know, my point of view is that he's not a classy person at all in regards to the fact that, you know, he was our police chief and he didn't take any vacation. He didn't take any sick time, whatever. And he saves that all up and accumulates it. And then the city has to pay at the end. You know, we don't want to forget about that. But does he have all the answers in 6 weeks? Does he have the answers in even 4 months? No, I don't think so. I think that the problems that are at that jailhouse run very deep, and it's going to take a lot of time to fix those problems and change the minds of the jailers, you know, because there's really deep problems. As for all the questions, he has to answer all of them. And the first question in my mind that he needs to answer is, where is baby Lisa?
Okay. It would take us a little bit to explain that, and that doesn't have to do with the jail necessarily. I don't think that's his.
You drop that at 10:28 when we got to go to news.
It also doesn't relate to the problems at the jail.
But Steven, thanks for the phone call. We'll get a few more in if you want to jump in. 576-7798. Should Sheriff Daryl Forte be answering questions of any kind? 576-7798. You can jump in on the text line as well. 22980. Midday with Jamie and Wicket. Mark Lavoie is in the newsroom. Five, seven, six, seven, seven, nine, eight. Wrapping up our conversation with you. You want to jump in? Jackson County Sheriff Daryl Forte has irked some county legislators They're a little bothered by Sheriff Forte with his refusal to share his thoughts on fixing the jail. That 71-page report has got some very interesting stuff in it from last spring. He's only had the job full-time officially since January 1. Let's go back to, right back to the phones at 576-7798. Michelle is in Independence. Hi, Michelle. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Like I was saying, I think that based on his record at the Kansas City Police Department, where so many things are coming up that he did not take care of very well, he needs to be an open book. His office needs to be made of pure glass. He should not hide anything. Because fool me once, shame on me. But if he gets away with this behavior twice, then that's Kansas City's fault. So, and obviously, he let some things slide between the cracks, and the cracks were really big. Because all those children who were sexually abused, that just went on for too long. And that's so appalling to me. And to think that he has no repercussions for that behavior, he just goes on and makes more money, the city's continuing to pay him. And he says, I'm not going to tell you what I don't want you to know. It's like, I don't think so, buddy. You did that last time.
You know what, Michelle? You've got to really, that was something Jamie and I were talking about during the break, is exactly that. It's the idea of transparency.
Well, but let's be clear about something. He was elected in November, and that was before the report came out about what we knew what was happening under his watch with the sexual abuse report. So and it was voters that elected him in November to be Jackson County Sheriff. So voters made that decision based on his performance as Kansas City, Missouri Police Chief. But at that time, we didn't know about these troubles under his watch that we do now. And don't assume nothing. I mean, I don't know what power anyone has to, I don't have a better word than punish, but for him to have consequences for what might have happened under his watch back then. But he was elected to this position. And so, and I don't know if you can hold, and no one has said, by the way, that Daryl Forte did anything wrong when he was Kansas City, Missouri police chief. Now, all of those things happened under his watch,
right?
But we don't know exactly what he knew or what he didn't know. But he was elected. And you can't, the legislature's in kind of a tricky spot. They provide his funding, but they can't force him to return phone messages. And they can't control that he runs to the media when they don't let him speak at a meeting, when he canceled on going to the meeting that he was supposed to be at. Unfortunately, that word transparency is important. And I don't think that if he wants to tell the public it's too early, if he wants to say publicly 6 weeks is not enough for me to have answers, I'm okay with that. At some point, you're going to have to be public about it because you were elected by the public. And I think the standards are different when it's an elected position. But return phone calls to the people you are accountable to. Return phone calls to the legislature. At the very least, call back and say, here is where I am in my investigation. Because it makes you wonder, when anyone's not forthcoming like that, you start to have more questions.
It feels like we should at least be given, and thank you for your phone call, Michelle, at least be given a date for a progress report. Okay, fine. You don't want to answer, you don't want to answer anything right now here in the first, the second month of the year. How about by April 1st, we get a progress update, or June 1st, halfway through the year, July 1. How about that? You give us a date where we can expect not solutions to everything, because realistically, that's nuts.
I'll tell you, it feels a little bit dictatory to me.
Yeah.
The idea that,
I agree,
he's telling legislators, no, you don't go to the jail and do a tour and ask my inmates about conditions. If my cousin was in the Jackson County jail, I could ask him how jail conditions are. They just are in the position to arrange a tour.
But don't forget, not only do we elect him, or those in Jackson County that voted him in, you also voted to give him the power. So technically, he could be like, you voters said, I get jail control. You took it away from the county executive. You can't go back on that. I wonder what the approval rating of just Daryl Forte would have been on the surface before that story about the child sex story. Not him, of course. Want to make sure we get that right. But the crimes against children, that story had come out, and what it would have been after. And I wonder if the vote would have been the same thing had that story been broken before the election. 576-7798. Let's go to our guy Alonzo. What's up, Alonzo?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing all right. What do you think of this Forte situation?
Well, I'm no fan of Chief Forte. I think he's overhyped. He wasn't effective. He was not able to solve crimes. He didn't have any special connection with the black community. And he showed up at crime scenes. I do that for free. So that's nothing. But all I'm saying,
for those who don't know, Alonzo, can I stop you really fast? Can you introduce yourself to people
yes.
that don't know who you are? This is Alonzo Washington, Kansas City's crime fighter.
I don't really want to have to say all of that.
I think people should know. I think it's important for people to know who's on the air.
People who are interested in that already know me. All I'm saying is this. With the sheriff, you know, he's not effective. He has an attitude. I mean, you know, I questioned him, and he blocked me on Twitter. But that's neither here nor there. All I'm saying is this about the sheriff. I don't think they should be questioning this early. And, you know, like I say, I'm not his defender. Give him a chance. And I think the legislator, if they really wanted to question someone, they should be questioning the former sheriff.
But he's not in charge anymore. Yeah. I mean, the reason this is the guy that was brought in to fix it.
Alonzo.
You don't question the former guy now. You question this guy because this is the one who's in charge.
Well, what I'm saying is give him time to work on it.
Okay.
So we have a sheriff that used public funds for his sexual pleasures. He should be arrested. The former sheriff should be in jail. And I just don't understand why they're on.
Where is Sharp these days? I don't even know where he is at. So, hey, Alonzo, let me ask you this real quick. What letter grade would you have given then police chief Daryl Forte when he was in charge of Kansas City Police?
Oh, clearly an F.
Okay. Hey, man, always good to hear from you. Thank you so much for calling in. An F. Then how did he get elected?
Yeah.
How did he win the election? Why did Frank White appoint him? And then how did he win the election?
Mm-hmm.
If somebody like Alonzo, who a lot of people are going to say, well, he won because black people voted him in. Alonzo's a black guy.
Yeah.
Giving him an F, not even a C+, like a barely passing grade. How did Daryl Forte win election? And how was he given the power of the jail? Was it just purely based on the color of his skin?
I'm going to say it's name recognition.
Okay.
I don't know, but... I couldn't even tell you who else was in the mix. And the fact that I can't come up with any other names should tell you something.
Crime under Forte in Kansas City got worse.
Yeah, but then why did people elect him?
I don't know the answer to that.
You know? And
maybe it's name recognition.
He's got a lot of power now. It just is pretty stinky to me that he's not returning phone calls. He doesn't have to have the answers, but when you aren't transparent... people ask more questions. And I'll say it again. I'm a member of the media. You know, we always like a good story, but I don't like running to the media when you don't like something that has happened. You know, we complain about other politicians for doing that. Don't be that guy that runs to TV stations and tells your side of the story when actually, you know, you didn't show up to the meeting you were supposed to be in.
Mm-hmm.
So don't go crying now that they're not letting you talk. I just don't like that way of doing business.
It's over on our Facebook page. You want to check it out. Facebook.com/981KMBZ. Again, Facebook.com/981KMBZ. It's Midday with Jamie and Wicket. We're going to get real heavy coming up again. Coming up at 11:05, Dave Helling of the Kansas City Star is going to join us on the phone because of a story out of Alabama.
Yeah, and we'll talk more about this with Dave. We'll lighten it up here for a segment,
yeah.
And we'll talk about this coming up at 11 o'clock. But if you like the stories up on our Facebook page, and it's about... a lawmaker out of Alabama, the only Democrat within several states, I think.
Doug Jones.
Who is calling for the resignation of a newspaper editor over an editorial that he wrote. And I'll let you look at the rest online, and then we'll explain it coming up at 11 o'clock.
Go check it out on our Facebook page. Also, it is Trivia Tuesday, 1 hour from right now. We have brand new cards, Jamie. It is Trivia Tuesday. We'll see how well we do against you coming up at 11:45. Coming up next, there is a story out about the top 11 dishes you have to eat before you die in Kansas City. What are they? And what should be on this list? Let us know, 22980. What's a place? What's a dish? Something you definitely say, hey, you got to get this at this place. What is it? 576-7798.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.